proclamation number 8644 dated the October 14th, 1963. Why do people so easily fall prey to error? Truth. It is indeed difficult for you, my servants on earth, to assert yourselves against misconceptions, for everything that comes from the adversary will also be endorsed by him, and he will support those who are of service to him in every way by spreading error and plunging people into ever greater darkness. His worst action, however, rests in the fact that he makes them believe that they are working for me. And thus you will also understand when it is said that he will appear in the garment of an angel of light, and you will equally understand that truth and error are often closed together, that the same seemingly takes place and yet it is entirely the opposite, concerning its content as well as its effect. And you will raise the question as to why I allow this to happen, since Roman 1, after all, love my living creations and would like to lead them into beatitude. You will raise the objection that all human beings strive for happiness and yet can be misled by the adversary and the enemy of Thessals. And again, there is only one answer to this, namely, that every person need only establish heartfelt contact with me and sincerely appeal to me to protect him from error. Then he would also brightly and clearly recognize the error. But what causes the adversary to have such a large following? Why do people allow themselves to be caught up in a misconception without opposing it? They're indifferent to the truth. They don't deliberate enough on what their fellow human beings tell them. They don't have the desire for the bright light of realization to be kindled in them. And this is because their nature is not yet controlled by love, because they are still too attached to the world and fail to live up to my commandments of love for God and their neighbor. Otherwise they would be brightly enlightened and permeated by the desire for truth. They certainly acknowledge the fact that people are required to lead a spiritual life and therefore join this or that school of thought. They allow leaders to push them into this or that direction of thought and do not sufficiently reflect on it themselves because they have not yet found a heartfelt bond with me, which is the result of a life of love. The whole explanation only rests in the individual person's degree of love as to whether and why the human being falls prey to error. Equally, however, the person whose way of life is a life of love will just as surely know the truth. And I can only convey the pure truth to earth by way of actively loving people, so that it is always possible to gain possession of the truth, because this is guaranteed by the love within a person's heart. And this, too, is known by my adversary. Consequently, he tries to distort the concept of love. He stops people from correctly realizing what they should do in order to gain my love. He stops people from carrying out unselfish deeds of love and thereby also from attaining inner enlightenment. He will always know how to nourish a person's selfish love, and for that time the latter will remain in spiritual darkness and think wrongly, for he will be receptive to many currents of thought which originate from the adversary. The human being, however, has free will. If he seriously wants to know the truth, it will also be imparted to him with certainty. However, if a person only relies on that which is supplied to him by another fellow human being without actually experiencing the burning desire to learn the pure truth from his God and Creator himself, then he will neither recognize error nor defend himself against it, and my adversary will have succeeded in his work of increasing the darkness. This will become particularly evident at the end of an earthly period so as not to lose his followers who, however, would recognize his true nature and renounce him if they knew the truth. Everyone who reaches out with pleading hands in order to accept the truth from me will also be able to receive it in abundance, and the truth will indeed make him very happy. Even so, I cannot prevent my adversary's activity since he is entitled to fight for his followers. And no matter how apprehensible his methods are, the human being need not succumb to him because he always has strength at his disposal and because he need only turn to me myself in order to be protected from his influence. And truly, my word is being conveyed to earth as a brightly shining light which can also be recognized by all people as truth. However, anyone who is still so entrenched in selfish love will also be instilled by my adversary with the belief that he lives on earth as an elevated spirit, and this misguided point of view entails that the human being also keeps himself close to every emanation of light which originates from me directly. And yet the person believes to be of service to me and is nevertheless not aware of my will, which requires him to hand himself over to me completely in order to then be permeated by me with the light of truth, in order to enable me myself to address him, who undeniably needs servants on earth but only those who have completely entered into my will and are therefore able to work on earth on my behalf. Amen.